Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The media has one of their worst weekends in quite a while, and that's really saying something. Welcome in here on Martin Luther King Day. What a day to see this scrum over the weekend that has developed into something that takes, a little bit of time to break down and tell you exactly what I think happened here in Washington. I'm talking about the Catholic boys wearing MAGA hats and any number of characters and how the media, and even many people in the media today, the ones that, to their credit, still have some integrity, have pulled back a bit from the initial thing, cast these kids into irons, and let's go now and attack the Catholic Church some more. And oh, by the way, a lot of it's driven by Trump. I'm talking about this confrontation that happened at the Lincoln Memorial on Friday in the aftermath of the March for Life. My God. And I'm talking about Nick Sandman, who from Covington Catholic, he's a junior there in Kentucky, who released a heck of a written statement about his role in it. That's the kid with the MAGA hat. Now, look, you could say, I think a kid did a heck of a job. There is a bit of a smirk there. You know, I don't like the smirk, but okay. Now, what's behind all this? Well, first, let me play you what CNN talked about this written statement that was released on this incident and a little bit of the backstory. And essentially, the Covington students, I think, are correct, even though they have some baggage, too, that I'll get into. Here's the CNN take.
Now, in the student statement, he says that he is now facing fear, that he is receiving death threats, as is his family. And he talks a little bit more about what happened during that interaction, saying that he never interacted with the protester, that he did not speak to him. He says, I did not make any hand gestures or other aggressive moves. To be honest, I was startled and confused as to why he had approached me. I believe that remaining motionless and calm, I was helping to defuse the situation. And he goes on to say, I harbor no ill will for this person. I respect this person's right to protest and engage in free speech activities. And I support his chanting on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial any day of the week. I believe, though, he should rethink his tactics of invading the personal space of others. But that is his choice to make.
Okay, now it's talking about Nathan Phillips, who is kind of a professional protester. He was there for the Indigenous People protest on the same day in Washington that we're seeing the protests for March for Life. All right, now I watched this pretty carefully. And I know the group that I helped to think, there's a couple of things that precipitated this. Now, if you maybe have been out of touch watching too much football or hunkering down from the cold, I'm talking about this story that is out there because of the MAGA hats, because of a bunch of these kids wearing the red MAGA hats, because they're Catholic school students, and because the media, even after BuzzFeed, blew up in their faces Friday through Saturday through Sunday. And we'll get to that because it now blows up in the faces of the entire media, their rush to judgment. Aha! We got him this time. He's going to be impeached. He's going to be taken out. Heck, he's going to go to jail. Talking about President Trump. So when they have this story, this is just too delicious to actually try to probe it. They have a lot more people than I do out there in the field trying to probe what happened. CNN gave you a sense of it from Nick Sandman, the student who's gotten all kinds of death threats, and Covington Catholic and the Catholic Church in general. By the way, did you know that the tribe that is involved, one person, conservative, Hugh Hewitt, tweeted out, well, this is the tribe of Archbishop Chaput. Maybe Chaput ought to be brought in to lecture the kids. Here's what triggered this. This group gives lie to everything that Democrats talk about as far as civility and everything else. You know, people like Madeline Dean.
Decency.
There's a group called the Black Israelites. Now, they're apparently all over the place, or at least in many big cities. They're wacky beyond belief. Here in Philadelphia, they used to hang out at the Clothespin downtown. Then you may remember they started to hang out at Liberty Place, One Liberty Place, in front of a fancy store there, and people didn't like it because they harass people. They yell threats at you. They use homophobic slurs. It's kind of interesting because here in Philadelphia, you would think there might be difficult, and they do it over a bullhorn. Some of this stuff is illegal. Some of it is, in my view, out of line. I do support their First Amendment right, but even the First Amendment right has various strictures around it. So they got into it with these kids because the kids were wearing the MAGA hats. Now, the second person here that should examine, or persons, are the chaperones. I'm not going to be a talk radio hack, as much as I think the media is at fault here, as much as I think this Native American guy helped to precipitate this, coming off the students going back and forth with the Black Israelites and walked into them. And as much as I think Nick Sandman, the kid, the main kid, handled himself pretty well by not provoking anything, and his statement, his written letter, is well written. In there, he says that he is a faithful Christian. I am a faithful Christian and practicing Catholic. I will always try to live up to the ideals my faith teaches me, to remain respectful of others and to take no action that would lead to conflict or violence. The chaperones for these kids, when they saw what was happening here with these Black Israelites, you can't have 100 kids, most of them male. You can't have them getting into, look, it's not freedom of speech. All this is a great learning. You're not going to have any learning experience with a Black Israelite group. No matter what you say, no matter where you go, they were calling these kids schoolhouse shooters, products of incest, crackerheads, stuff like that. You're not going to do anything there. The chaperone should have intervened, moved them to a different place at the Lincoln Memorial as they're waiting for the buses, and told them, yo, don't engage with this group. Now, once that engagement started, it led to all kinds of things. The tape is pretty long. This went on for over an hour and a half, something like that. And then this Native American group comes into the middle of it. And here we have the latest national debacle. I mean, I have one other here. Have you heard? The New York Post has a great insight on it today. You have this team in Minnesota, rural team, that was supposed to play a mostly African-American team on Martin Luther King Day today, basketball. The black team has withdrawn from playing the other team because the other team showed up at a game with Trump 2020 banners. And the coach of the African-American team says politics has no place in high school sports. Well, the New York Post today says this guy's team won't come out for the national anthem. Won't stand, won't come out when they do the national anthem at the games in Minnesota. I didn't know they did that at high school games. Well, that's political too. So once again, the media rushes to judgment on this. Here is Nathan Phillips, who I think has been back and forth and all over the place. He's the Native American guy who is a Vietnam veteran. I think he's a professional protester. I think he was provocative here, coming off these kids, getting into it with the other group. I think he should have stayed out of it too. But they did not surround this guy as if they were going to attack him. That was the headline from the news media. I don't see that here. So again, the chaperones could have done a better job. Do not, these are only high school students. They're not going to engage. You're not going to have a debate in the manner you might hope for in a classroom or whatever. This is going to get out of hand pretty quickly. And given social media, given everybody with a camera, you're going to see this all over the place. So here's Nathan Phillips. He's the Native American who is playing this traditional chant. And even he said later on, these kids were respectful toward the end. But here's what he said initially.
I realized I had put myself in a really dangerous situation. You know, there's like, here's a group of people who were angry at somebody else And I put myself in front of that, and all of a sudden, I'm the one who's all that anger and all that wanting to have the freedom to just rip me apart.
All right, I think he went on to say they got the rhythm of it later and all that. Now, you've seen this by now. You know about this by now. I assume I'm not going to play all the sound of it. A lot of it we'd have to bleep. 855-839-1210. A lot of this triggered by wanting to get at President Trump. Here's the media. You would think they've just been slapped all over the place with the BuzzFeed debacle. They have just been killed on this. Even people, Bill, like Jeffrey Toobin, summarized it the way when I'm watching this on Friday. Jeffrey Toobin on CNN saw this not just about BuzzFeed and how they just cavalierly threw this story out there, but what this says for the entire media going after Trump.
What the reaction here may be, the press screwed up and they should apologize, and that, you know, the media isn't as great as it thinks it is. I mean, this is a bad day for the news media. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, that statement is at least a partial repudiation of an enormously important story.
All right, so that's the point. It's not just about BuzzFeed and mocking them and the name and all that, saying silly things about them. This really pushes back on the media. You'd think as that was developing, right, all Friday night, and pretty clear by later on Friday night, that BuzzFeed doesn't have the goods on President Trump or anything like that. You would think the media would be more cautious then when they started on Saturday-ish to get more information on the confrontation at the Lincoln Memorial. You think they might want to put down a marker themselves and say, well, look, this doesn't look so good, but we hear and there's more of a backstory and we're talking to other people and something else precipitated. But no. Most in the media rushed in there, convenient target, these white kids in MAGA hats, and they're Catholics, too, on top of it. Perfect. That's a large part of it, I think, the antagonism toward Catholics, toward the Catholic Church. To kids said, I'm a faithful Christian and a practicing Catholic. So 855-839-1210, you get in. So you got a lot of moving parts here. This Black Israelite group, here in Philadelphia, they get a pass that no other group doing what they do would get. They harass people, essentially. It is harassment. Over at Liberty Place, places like that, used to be at the clothespin. I don't think you can publicly threaten people, cutting off their heads and everything else. I don't think that's freedom of speech, at least the way Philadelphia usually sees it. But the media, again, is a major villain. But I don't like what the chaperones did either. They should have had more common sense. This went on quite a bit. The video is ridiculous. I realize these are high school kids. You can't have them with these bizarro figures from the Black Israelite group. They claim they're the true Jews. That's what they say in a nutshell. You can't have them interacting with them. You're not going to have any interaction. You're just going to devolve into what high school students will do in this situation. This is new to them. You know, I'm stereotyping now. They're not here in the big city. They're in Covington, Kentucky. I don't think they've seen groups like this before. And they go, wow, this is stunning. So they start to engage, and it's not good. This isn't the Lincoln-Douglas debate. This is idiocy. And then right in the middle of it comes Nathan Phillips. That's what happened here. The media should be ashamed of themselves. The school should do better, though, in chaperone.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.